This is the Ash'ar of Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawarallah Marqadahu. The title is Apne Malik Se Utkar Ke Faryad Kar.
Apne Malik Se Utkar Ke Faryad Kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke aabad kar روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ اس ان کی تو سجاد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل جا کو خلاد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد باد کر اور سکون دل جا کو خلاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and what great nasihat and waaz and what encouragement Hazrat has given us in this beautiful poem. Apne malik se uth karke faryad kar. Get up, that is, from your bed, from your sleeping at night, and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become like that. When, especially if the eyes open, we hear some noise. Allah give us tawfiq then, that we get up and we make wudu, make namaz, turn to Allah, make du'as to Allah Ta'ala. What great encouragement Hazrat has given in this. May Allah make it a reality in our lives, inshallah. اپنے مالک سے اوٹ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدہ میں رو رو کے آباد کر and make this that in your sajda that you cry to Allah Ta'ala and you make your sajda valuable though it's not so easy for tears to come out Allah give us tawfiq but that connection with Allah may Allah bless us with that connection that the tears just flow and the place of sajda becomes wet with tears First, that is the greatest treasure a person can get if Allah blesses him. And for this, the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, ma'rifat of Allah, the love of Allah, and realization of our sins and our evil ways, and the great mercy and kindness of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. And your ruh, make it happy and make it alive and abad with the noor of taqwa. With the noor of taqwa, make your ruh to be fresh, to be a living ruh. Today our ruh really is like dead. Nafs is controlling it. Like we have a person riding a horse in our times, a car, and if it's a powerful car, but the driver, if he's not strong enough, a young boy, father bought a new BM 7 series. He parked it outside and a young 15-year-old went and started driving it and he was started speeding and it went out of control. What will be the result? So like that, if our ruh is out of control, by the nafs which is on top, controlling it, the ruh must control the nafs. The driver must control the car. If the car controls the driver, it's gone out of control, not in the control of the driver, then that is a very great tragedy. And a much more worse tragedy if our ruh is not, our nafs is not controlled by the ruh. So by ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar. By the noor of taqwa. And that is when the desire of sin comes in a person, he abstains from the sin. And whichever command of Allah Ta'ala comes to that person, he fulfills that command. That is the simple, straightforward meaning of taqwa. Otherwise, taqwa has got very great detail, and the fine details are very great for those people who reach that level that not even a thought goes against Allah Ta'ala. They even that they keep under control. But basically for us ordinary people, that we don't, the desire comes to commit sin. Real, the taqaza, the desire, the temptation, the occasion, everything is there. But a person then at that time controls himself. And also very fortunate are those people who acquire this treasure in their youth. Because that is the time when this is very, very strong in a person. As a person grows older, then he is now weak, old, then it is not so much. And that is why the ibadat of a youth is so loved by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That a person in his youth, and mashallah today there are so many who are in the khanqah, in the jamaat, everywhere, that in their youth they make their effort and they are making ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Nafs is your enemy, so destroy your enemy. Why are you making your enemy alive? Why are you making your enemy happy? Destroy and disappoint and make your enemy to suffer. But today, very sadly, generally in life, we want to make our enemy happy and our friends we want to make unhappy. Your ruh is your friend. Today we have any occasion also for in our context. Usually we don't perhaps go to other places. But many family get-togethers, etc. We have to make everyone happy. And a lot of wrong things are happening almost everywhere. But we want to make everyone happy. So you make your nafs unhappy. Disappoint your nafs. Make your ruh happy. Let your ruh be happy and that is in full. And if a person thinks that he wants to make his nafs happy, then we should realize nafs is not our Allah. Nafs did not create us. Nafs is not giving us anything. why are you making your nafs happy? The desires, your temptations. What's your nafs going to give you? Nafs is, you're not going to return to your nafs, you're going to return to Allah. Your hisab kitab will be by Allah Ta'ala, not your nafs. So it's just a little while. And really we will realize, may Allah give us this reality. It's not that easy, but may Allah out of His fazl and karam, that the dunya's life is short. For a little while, control your nafs. How many great buzurgs, whenever anything like this, temptation, this is just for a little while. Then we're going to get our freedom forever and ever. And what freedom! What enjoyment which you can't understand in any field that you can think in Jannah. And may Allah bless us all with Jannah and make it easy for us here in this dunya for a little while. There's somebody, whether they calculated it or whatever it might be, but said that a life of 60-70 years is not even 2 minutes of one day of the Akhirah. One day of the Akhirah is forever. So for about 2 minutes, control yourself. But we lose many times. But Allah Ta'ala is so merciful and kind that He has still kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open. Allah knew my bandas, kullukum khatta'un, wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. Or kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam. That we will be commit mistakes, but Allah says the best one who makes mistake, one who makes tawbah. So the doors of tawbah, Allah Ta'ala has kept wide open. Before Qiyamah comes, before our ruh, our death comes, we can make tawbah. Allah has been so kind. And Allah has kept the doors of His rahmat also wide open. And a person can take, and month of Ramadan has just passed, how lot of Allah's rahmat. It was a time to turn to Allah. But even now, Allah hasn't closed the doors. That time they are extra open. But now also they are wide open, completely open. Whoever wants to come, can come. And Allah Ta'ala will take a person who makes tawbah, who turns to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Dil ko noor khuda se tu abad kar, and make your heart occupied. Who must live there? Wo noor dil ko noor khuda se, the noor of Allah Ta'ala, by zikrullah, obedience of tilawat of Quran Sharif, namazes, by this bring noor in your heart. And when you got noor in your heart, the heart is the ruler of the whole body. And when you got noor there, the whole body will have noor. And this noor is going to be so important for us. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be everyone, only his own noor will benefit him. And more than that, on the day of Qiyamah, on full sirat. May Allah have mercy on us, make it easy to cross full sirat, our noor. Then there, those people who are not genuine Muslims in their heart, the munafiqeen, they will say, we were with you in the dunya, let us benefit from your noor. You say, no, bodily and physically you were with us, but spiritually you are not. You were against Islam and against deen, and you did not like deen at all. You were completely in a different world of your own. So you can't get this noor. So this noor to acquire it is very, very important. So this is the time when we have this time in this dunya to acquire that noor. Dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbad kar. And kill the desires of your sins. Today we just, whatever desire we have, we just want to fulfill it. And sins are not only other women, etc., making israf, spending where we shouldn't be spending, or we spend more than what we should be spending, or we don't spend where we have to spend, all those things, the gunas of the heart, to make ghibati, a person enjoys it, to talk about somebody, etc. But nazri is very common. How many sins today are so prevalent and so common? And today, if you just, one person, one alim we met today, he said in some countries you can't even speak of this openly now. And there is a ban on it. Anything which is wrong, which is carrying on in the world, you can't speak publicly about it. There is a ban on it. So in such conditions, whatever little we can do, while we have the opportunity, let us fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, speak to people on a one-to-one basis, make people understand, etc. ہم سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. And with the praises of Allah Ta'ala, make your tongue Hamad, the one that praises all the time. Let us have the praises of Allah, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Have it on our tongue. Allah loves these words very, very greatly. Now, at the same time, each one of us ask, all of us included, we are all in the same boat, how much are we regular with our zikr? How much do we read third kalima, the praises of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? How much do we read Quran Sharif on a daily basis? Ramzan Sharif, Alhamdulillah, Inshallah, all of us did, and we tried and excel and read as much as we could. But now out of Ramadan, how much do we read? And whether our zikr is there on its place or not. Sar ko chaukat pe unki tu sajjad kar. And your head, put it at the threshold of Allah and make it one that makes sajda. That submits totally to Allah Ta'ala. Put your head down in sajda. Think, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal and karam that Allah made namaz as faraz. How many of us, inshallah, we understand that, we try our best, we make our faraz namazes, how many sajdas? But what about that person who at tahajjud time is making sajda and is at the threshold of Allah Ta'ala and is putting his head down? May Allah give us all tawfiq, especially now, winter nights, long nights, to try and get up a bit earlier and make the sajdas to Allah. Yes, they are cold nights also, we understand, to come out of that warm, warm blanket. You got your electric blanket also on, and now to come out of that, it's not so easy to go out into the toilet where it's cold and that. But fortunate is that person whom Allah gives tawfiq. May Allah make us all amongst them. قلب و جاں کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر. And your heart and your body, your life and your soul, put them both on at the threshold of Allah and let them be in the ibadat of Allah. But as we will read just now also, even if you can't get your soul ready, present also, at least you can, your body is in your control. At least put your body. And if you can get your soul also, what to say then? Then what enjoyment is there? But if, and this thing happens also, ups and downs, qabz and bast. Sometimes a person is constipated spiritually. Many of our friends write also and ask that we're not enjoying ibadat. We're just doing it as a form. That doesn't matter. They carry on. And when that also comes, like for example, you're not enjoying the food, but eat it. You will get strength in your body and you enjoy it also, then mashallah. What to say then, even much more greater, you're enjoying the food and your body is getting the vitamins, the strength, etc. But if you are not enjoying the food, don't give up the food, still eat the food. It's still going to benefit your body. Aur sukoon e dil o jaan ko khallat kar. And if you will do that, then the peace of your heart and soul will be eternal, continuous all the time. May Allah bless us with that. We have to make this dua all the time to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah blesses us with this reality, that we can be turning to Allah Ta'ala like this. Apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar. Hazrat is addressing himself, but of course it's for us all, that we take it, that we realize that our happiness, that is the haram happiness, what is jais and halal, no problem. In fact, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, may Allah reward and give Hazrat high stages, Hazrat used to explain that in this zamana of ours, the jais and halal things give your nafs. Otherwise, your nafs will say, what a person, where I am with this person, he doesn't even give me any happiness. And then he will work against you. Like for example, your children, you control them very much. Then when they get a chance, they just go wild. So what is jais and permissible? And in that also we should understand, the example of the children came, these games, they are very, very, almost what people have told us, we don't know, but what people have told us, almost every game has got some satanic, something of that with it, something or the other. And there is some new game also which you have to download, from which they get all your details from you. And children are happy, they send this with their name, their address, oh, you have won, you have got so many points. And finally, they get all your details, they know all your whereabouts, they kidnap children there. So may Allah protect us. We have to be very careful with our children. And today, who we ask, every child has got his own cell phone, a smartphone, has got an iPad. And we say we're controlling it. But Allah only protect us. So things are difficult. But Allah Ta'ala, with this year, so the ruh, or the nafs also, what is jais and halal, give it a little bit. What is completely jais, if you don't give it at all, it will rebel against you. That was Hazrat's advice. But how much a person can, and he can control his nafs, let him control his nafs. The practice in a khanqah, usually for tarbiyat, or we go in jamaat or whatever. And really the real essence of going for umrah also, that for that period, even what are permissible things, keep away. Then inshallah, out of that period, haram things will be easy. Ramadan also, that is really what Ramadan is and what rozas are. That what is halal, your wife is halal, but Ramadan during roza, now stay away. Food is halal for you, but during the day, stay away from it. Inshallah, if you will do that, Allah will give you that strength and tawfiq that you stay away from haram then all the time. So may Allah Ta'ala make it that we go through this training and period, whether it is 40 days in Jamaat, 4 months in Jamaat, or 3 days, whether we go in Khanqah, and whether when we go for Umrah, let it not be for anything else. Just for holiday or something. And mashallah, there are many, many people, men, women also, who really spend their time very well. And then we hear other things also, but let us take the good things and the good lessons, and we go there, and that time let us make the best of it. And there, at the Kaaba Sharif, if really a person spends his time right, and Hajar-e-Aswad at the end puts a seal on you. And you go as a good person from there, mashallah, what more worry you got? So if we make that time valuable, Madinatul Munawwara, we got Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we try our best there also to take the noor of Makkah Sharif, of Madinah Sharif, in Jamaat, in the Khanqah, we spend our time. Mashallah, those brothers who spend their time in Ramadan, how fortunate. Whether it was, wherever it was, but spend it correctly. May Allah accept it, inshallah. And then a person sees the fruit of it. And we see, mashallah, many brothers who spend their time, and they spend it, they made it valuable. There you can see the fruit of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all this reality, inshallah. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. And with the happiness of Allah, make your heart occupied. Let Allah's happiness be filled in your heart. That you did things not for your sake, for Allah's sake. Allah became happy with you. And now that nur or that happiness of Allah is in your heart. Allahu Akbar. If you get Allah's happiness in your heart, what more do we want? So may Allah Ta'ala give us these realities to work in this direction, inshallah. This will bring great results. But this needs also continuous effort and the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, tawbah from our gunas, etc., everything. Then Allah Ta'ala will make fazal on a person. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with all these realities, inshallah. Here are some very pertinent points which are raised in these letters, these questions to Hazrat and the answers. And many of them relate to us. So we will benefit, inshallah. So let us try and listen attentively. Many of us have these questions, or we are asked these questions, then what answers to give? One Hazrat says, the question of the person, Alhamdulillah, khairiyat hai, aaj janab, ka irsal farmuda jawab, islah nama mausool hokar, bhai se barkat wa saadat hua, jazakumullah khair al jaza. So he says that, he's well, the person who has written this letter, and your reply which you sent to me, Hazrat, that letter, I received it also, and it is a source of great barakat, and a source of great goodness for me. May Allah reward you tremendously for that. Now his question. Bayek waqt, silsila wahida ke manus taba mutaaddat ashyaq ke roo baro ittila ahwal wa amal majalisatan wa mukatibatan bagharz islah karte rehna munasib hai ke nahi. That at one time, silsila wahida, and the silsila is also one. One sheikh, his khulafa, etc., all one. And also those people that you have a affinity with, you have an agreement in your tabiat with those people. Ashya mutaddat ashya, different shares. You ask the same question to 2-3 shares, 4-5 shares. You ask different people. Rubaru ittila ahwal wa amal, in front of one another while sitting, or you write to them and you ask them these questions. Bagharz islah karte rehna, for your islah, to keep on doing this. Munasib hai ya nahi, hai ke nahi, is this advisable or not? Like for example, where I think Hazrat gives it in front, that you go to different doctors at the same time. You taking, like we go commonly, second opinion, third opinion, all that. And you're asking different people for their opinions, though they are all one fraternity, one group, but you're asking different people for their opinions. So Hazrat replies straightforward, nay, this is not correct. Because if you're going to do that, you're just going to confuse yourself terribly. You won't know which way to go then. You must have one person who you feel satisfied with, and you just follow that one person. And here also, this is an ajeeb silsila. Bismillah. That how much sincerity, inshallah, the talib has got. And he wants to make Allah happy. Whatever answer will be given, Allah will put khair in there. This is because if your sincerity, whatever answer will be given, and you follow that, and you do it, which is also not so easy for everyone, that we usually our own opinion comes in between also. We want to do what we feel like. Like one person wrote to Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and said, my son is studying in Aligarh Muslim University, and he's getting atheist ideas. So what should I do? Hazrat wrote back and told him, put him in Banaras Hindu University. So now it is taking him from the frying pan into the fire. So, but he was a genuine murid. He listened to his sheikh, which was totally against his what made sense to him. He followed what his sheikh told him, and he put him there in Banaras Hindu University. There, to the father's utter amazement, he became a perfect Muslim, a very good, strong Muslim. So he couldn't understand it, so he asked Hazrat. So Hazrat said two things. One was, you listen to what your sheikh told, Allah Ta'ala put the asar there. And the logic behind it is that he was taking things for granted. He didn't have to struggle to survive. Now there, as a Muslim, he had to struggle, so he had to push himself more. One day when we were in Germiston at that time, and for Gersht we used to go, and one person living close to the masjid, but he shouldn't come, he shouldn't attend. But when he went and lived in an area where he had to survive for identity purposes as a Muslim, he used to go and round up people and make namaz in his room, and have programs and everything there. But there wasn't still at that time a masjid in that area. He should round up the people. So this is Allah Ta'ala's system, that Allah Ta'ala works. So if Allah give us tawfiq to listen and to obey. Surat Ula mein agar nuskhe mutaddat huye, to tabiqan ya ta'athiran amal ho ya kya surat hogi. So he said, if it is the first, that you give permission. Because he's writing a letter, he's writing all this. If it is the first that you give me permission to speak to a few mashayikh, etc., and they give me different views of this, then what must I try and make a tatbiq? That the two, like in hadith, you find sometimes one hadith says this, and then you work out a way that this applies for that occasion, this applies for this occasion, for example, like that, or this applies for the man, that applies for the woman, like that, tatbiq. You make them two, try and, we must say, do that. Ya ta'athiran amal ho. Ya, the effect of it, must I make amal, and see. What kya Hazrat's reply hai, kya muaalaja jismani mein mutaaddat atibba se bayak waqt rujoo hona munasib hota hai. For your bodily treatment, is it advisable to see a few doctors at the same time? This doctor you seeing, he's giving you medicine. That doctor you seeing, he's giving you medicine. That doctor you see, he's giving you medicine. Now, whose medicine you going to take? All that medicine. or how are you going to take? So it doesn't work like that. So you have one doctor. If a person doesn't get well, then he goes to another doctor. Same way spiritually. Hazrat said it many times in his bayans also, that if you see that you are going by your sheikh, but you are not progressing, then also see then, is it my fault, or is it perhaps there is a munasabat with the sheikh? If it is my fault in the sense that I'm not doing my ma'amulat, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, that's why I'm not getting benefit, then it's not the sheikh's fault. Or it isn't that there isn't munasabat. It's not the sheikh's fault in any case. Then your share is perhaps by another sheikh. But if you are doing all what the sheikh is telling you regularly, and still you are not benefiting, you are not progressing, then you should consider. And by all means, every person must have that right. And he's got that right. That if he feels that I'm not progressing, I'm not benefiting, I should go, and the sheikh shouldn't feel upset about it also. By all means, because the object is not to be stuck with one sheikh and you're not progressing, it is to please Allah. And we have to make our qabr, we have to make our akhirat. But also we must be very careful, which the mashayikh have warned us also, don't become a rolling stone also. A rolling stone gathers no moss. Now there also you don't find munasabat. Now you've gone somewhere. That is also very, this happens also. So a person has to be very, very careful and think of it properly. But if a person is benefiting spiritually, more his ibadat is coming, and the object is not really enjoyment. A person gets that, mashallah, and the understanding of deen, and the reasoning, and that it gets great enjoyment. But the next thing is to be making amal. To do the amal, that is the object. And we do it with enjoyment, mashallah, what to say. Further he writes, کبھی احکر کو زندگی و حیات سے بوجہ حوادثات دنیا ناپائیدارگی کی بنا پر طبعی نفرت ہونے لگتی ہے جو باعث کسل اور مخل فی الخشوع ہوتی ہے. There is also a condition which people go through, very common. Try to explain it inshallah. He says that sometimes I find myself زندگی و حیات سے of life, how life is going today, all the people complaining, life is hard, difficult, what's happening here, when you hear all the stories everywhere, it's saddening, it's depressing. وَوَجَهْ حَوَادِثَاتِ الدُّنْيَا, all what's happening in the world, especially for Muslims now, in what is happening around us, we hear now, this is happening, now you hear, that is happening, you become a bit parishan in that, and in the whole world, what all is happening, and you realize that there is no enjoyment really in the world. What am I running after the world? What am I doing for the world and just trying to enjoy? There is no enjoyment. And dunya's enjoyment is not. You have a wonderful ice cream also. For how long is the ice cream? And then when it causes you other problems again in the body, then you have whatever. And now many things also we have. Now somebody said, but that's a doubtful item, or that's not a right item. So all these things in this dunya, and all we hear whenever you, today it's common. You enter the house, your wife tells you, you heard what happened today. Or you enter, you say you heard what happened. In the neighborhood, yeah, there, in the family, Allah Ta'ala says. So with all these conditions, he's saying, ki bina par tab'i nafrat hone lagti hai. Naturally, a person starts disliking the dunya. That now, what is the end for? What are we hankering after? What are we running after dunya, trying to build up the dunya? What are we going after? And that becomes a source of laziness now. That now you don't want to do anything for the dunya. Now you become lazy. Or mukhir fil khushu hoti hai. And it interferes with your submission to Allah, with your humility and your humbleness. Now only those thoughts are with you. Now in namaz those thoughts are with you. You're making dua. You're making dua one thing, but your thoughts are there all the time. You are making your zikr, but your thoughts are somewhere else. Your tilawat, your thoughts are somewhere. So this kind of conditions, which are common. And here Hazrat has given a beautiful answer in short, but very, very, very jami, concise. May Allah let us practice on it, inshallah. Dunyavi zindagi se be rakhbati ma'amur bihi hai. that to heaven. This inclination towards the dunya's life is we are commanded that. At-tajafi ani daril ghurur. That a person, he doesn't enjoy dunya. The enjoyment of dunya is has been taken away. You don't see, you are in dunya, you are just... there is nothing really in this dunya. It's a darul ghurur. It's a time, it's a place of deceit and deception, or it's a lahwa wa la'ib, just a place of playing and passing time. There is nothing. If that realization comes to a person, this is very good for that person. But further, uska tamra inabat ila Allah. The thing that when that condition comes, turn more towards Allah. Make more du'as. Make turn towards Allah. Allah is calling you. وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. That you turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Not only that you say, no, dunya is now useless and not worth anything. Now you're just sitting, laying, doing nothing. No. Turn more towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. وَرْنَا يَتَبْعِي زَوْفْ هَيْ. And if it's not, it can be also that it's weakness in the body. That you have got weakness. جس کا علاج ہمت سے کر کے اعمال میں مشغول ہونا ہے. And if it is that weakness in your body which you feel, if it's not laziness, it's weakness, then the علاج of it, the treatment of it is that you build your courage up and you do. Make your namazes, make your tilawat, do what you have to do, whatever you are commanded to do, do all those things, then inshallah that will be the treatment for it. مدرسہ کے طلبہ کے حالت علم کے ساتھ ساتھ اخلاقاً بہت ہی ناگفتہ بھی ہے. He raises استاد in a madrasa and he says the condition of the students in the madrasa کے حالت علم کے ساتھ ساتھ the condition of the studies etc. academic point of view اخلاقاً بہت ہی ناگفتہ بھی ہے. And as far as akhlaq is concerned, their character, etc., it's also, you can't speak about it. Generally, unfortunately, in the world, this has become the condition also. Students come from what backgrounds, and you try and make whatever you can of those students. But what backgrounds they come from, they haven't got interest. And today, especially with the cell phone, they are all the time busy. While sabak is carrying on, they got the cell phone, and only Allah knows what is happening on the cell phone all the time. And this is not only students. Today, not only young people, grown-up people also. It's a difficult time, but we have to still carry on. So he says that as far as the ilm is concerned, as far as the akhlaq is also concerned, jiski wajah se basa awqat ta'aleem ta'allum se azal ka ehsas hota hai. That sometimes I think, let me just cut out from all this. I don't want to teach anymore. The students, they're not listening. While you are giving sabak, they're not paying attention. They are on their phone. I just feel that I must give it up. مگر بفضل تعالی حفاظت رہتی ہے. But Allah makes fazl and I still carry on. جواب اختلاط امارت سے خصوصی احتیاط کا اہتمام رکھے. See where Hazrat's mind went. That those students who are amarit, young boys. The answer to it, Hazrat says, particularly take care, not that you mix with them. You can teach them. Keep your gazes low. Don't look at them directly, or those who are but more handsome, put them on the sides, so that your eyes don't fall on them all the time. And out of class, don't let them come make your khidmat, etc. Keep your distance, reasonable distance from them. One time, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali explained that Hazrat Mufti Sahib and Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib and Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Ahmed Bandwi Rahimahumullah. We were discussing what the conditions of the students in the madrasas, etc. and what they are facing and what they are going through. Long discussion. But the end result was, this work must carry on. Whatever the conditions are, but this is our sources and these we have to carry onward. And we keep on have to make effort. Sitting right here, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting here on one occasion, spoke to Hazrat, and then Hazrat asked me about the madrasa, so I said, Alhamdulillah, madrasa is completed. Hazrat became a bit upset. He said, this work never comes to an end. There is no word like completion. Yeah, you must just carry on. So I told Hazrat, students have increased now. and we don't get nazims to control and look after the student. He says, whatever it is, you make mashura, you find out how to handle it, how to sort it out. You look for solutions, but you don't put a full stop here. Here you just have to carry on. So this is our work. Though all these conditions, and today also, like wherever you see, like today if we say that don't go for Umrah anymore, because lot of wrong things. Or in Jamaat sometimes also things don't go right, it happens. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful example of this, that if you got lice in your clothes, you did not change, your clothes are dirty, long lice or dirt in them, doesn't mean don't wear clothes anymore, because the lice are biting you, it's going to cause you trouble. It means wash the clothes. So the same way, whatever the problems are, no work of deen must be given up. Otherwise, even our namaz, we will say, I can't make a proper namaz. So it doesn't mean you give up namaz. No, you try and correct your namaz. Otherwise, you'll go later on, I can't be a good Muslim. I can't be a perfect Muslim. So na'uzubillah, you can't say anything there. We have to carry on. And we have to try. With our children, we have to try. With our families, we have to try. They have to try with us. We have to try with them. But it just carries on. And how Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, try in the day and cry in the night. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We don't try in the day also. And we don't cry in the night also. All we do is complain. This is not coming right. You are like this. You don't listen. You don't tell the children. You haven't got time for the children. That is what our condition is. But if we do this, we try in the day and cry in the night, inshallah, the results have to come. May Allah give us tawfiq. But, and that also, the crying in the night, is also an effort. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum, explained that some person wasn't getting his work done with his iqamah in Saudi. Then he was offered to pay them a big amount also, but they just refused. Then what he did at night, cry at night. Now we will make a short dua, and I made dua to Allah. But he, the whole night, he cried in front of Allah. And that for us to understand, and then what excuses the nafs will make. That you're going to stay awake the whole night, tomorrow you'll be babalas. You won't be able to do any work, you must sleep. Little while, alright, you get up early in the morning, tahajjud time. And tahajjud time also you get up just now. And then, but this person the whole night he cried to Allah. When he went in the morning, no queue, no number for him, his work was ready for him. Everything is in the hands of, but that yaqeen and that connection with Allah we have to build. To talk is so easy. But to get that reality, may Allah Ta'ala bless us with it out of His fazl and karam. And all this effort of deen must carry on all the time. And with this desire that Allah blesses us with this reality, inshallah. درس و تدریس فتاوہ میں مشغولی کے باعث آج کل کتب تصوف کا مطالعہ اکثر نہیں ہو پاتا. Then he says further, I have to give sabaks. I have to make mutala of my sabaks, etc. And he's a mufti, he has to write fatwas also. Questions come, he has to reply, so he's more occupied in that. Because of which, he doesn't get time, he says, to read kitabs on tasawwuf. So he's occupied with that other, which is also great dini work. Hadrat replies, koi muzaika nahi. Because all this is tasawwuf. Fatwa and masail is tasawwuf. Teaching your kitabs is all tasawwuf. All the kitabs, hadith you are teaching, tafsir you are teaching, fiqh you are teaching, it's all tasawwuf. So if for that reason, but how many of us, we are not even teaching, and how many kitabs, who of us have taaleem at home? So much it is stressed from the markaz also, and so much all our akabir, our mashayikh, to read daily kitab. But ask ourselves how weak we are in this field also. Our zikr daily, how weak we are in that also. Our tilawat, these are the basic things. If we don't eat our basic food, forget having some desserts and some savouries, but the basic food also we're not having. Then how? What's our condition going to be? So these are the basic things which we should try, inshallah. کوشش وسعی کے باوجود کبھی غیر ضروری کلام خصوصاً آنے والوں سے ہو جاتا ہے. حضرت says that the person asking the question, he says that after making effort, unnecessary speech, لا يعني فزول, extra unnecessary speech, I fall into. خصوصاً آنے والوں سے ہوتا ہو جاتا ہے. When people come and visit, which is a natural thing, somebody meets you. Now when we are going out, we meet one another. Now you start speaking many things which are unnecessary. You are traveling together. Somebody comes to your house to visit as a ustad, wherever your room is, your students. Somebody comes and then you get engaged in talk. اور عدم تکلم میں غیر اخلاقی کیفیت کا احساس ہوتا ہے. And if you don't speak, you looks like you haven't got اخلاق. You're what kind of a person? He's just keeping quiet. Somebody came and meet you, you're not even asking that how you, how's the family, how's the business, how's the weather, all these things which are common questions. So he's not asking that also. So what kind of a person is this? So the people find, so it's a predicament. If you talk, you're falling into layani. And if you don't talk, they say you got bad akhlaq, you're not talking. Hazrat replies, ka ehsaas hota hai, jo bat takalluf, takallum fuzool ka muharrik hota hai. And then he says, this becomes the cause of talking unnecessary things. Though I don't want to, but I force myself. Now I have to ask this, I have to ask that. So Hazrat replies, tasbih haath mein rakhiye, aur mukhtasar kalam par iktifa kaafi hai. Keep a tasbih in your hand and just talk short. Okay? So this is also for those people who can manage it. Otherwise, many of us, we know there is a walima, the name is walima, sunnat, but we know there are going to be a lot of wrong things also. Those people who have reached that stage that they don't go, or those even higher than that, who go but make sure things are put right. Okay? When we were small boys, little boys, I don't know who is it, there was one person where at weddings tie was a common thing, but he would come with a scissor and cut the tie. In those days, that's about 60 years ago, 65 years ago, easily 65 years ago. And then how much a tie cost, he would give you that money. He would give. Now everyone hasn't got that, who can do all these things. How many places? Allahu Akbar. Qazi Abdul Wahab Sahib of Ahmedabad was the Amir of the Jamaat there. He has passed away. And Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib should tell the people of Gujarat, appreciate Qazi Sahib. He was a very great Buzur. He was the Amir of the Jamaat. When he traveled to Arab countries, and some places the Imam in Western clothes, Jummah is making khutbah. So he got, and those members are high also. So he got up and he threw the Imam down from there. People who got that jazbah in there. Then Hazrat Ji stopped him from going to foreign countries. That he can't control, and it's the work of tabligh work is not worth that usul. So you tolerate, and you work on the person. So people who have got that nature, who can do that, who go and break the things and that. Once we were traveling with Colonel Amiruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in one town somewhere, and there was a Muslim brigade going with the band and all that. So a Muslim name, Muslim brigade. He said, you people tolerate this here. We back in our country, we get off and we break everything. So he was a person, when he came to Durban, first time he came, by ship. And when immigration form purpose of visit, he rode there to conquer your country. They put him immediately back on the ship and they sent him away. So there are people who've got that in there. So such people, that is different. But other people, even you stay home today is a problem. You go and you can't do anything. You get involved in everything. What is wrong there? You stay at home also is a problem. So for those people who are so strong, they can speak and control the direction. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in 1984, in the 80s, he told one of his murids that when visitors come, and then immediately take out a kitab and start reading. Now if you start reading to the visitors today, if you start having talib, what will this, and this is 40 years ago. And today, what is the condition? So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us. And if a person can't do all this, then a person rather stay at home. And to stay at home also is a job. It's not so easy. It is quite difficult to even stay at home.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیث بالکل ہی اوت جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نارا مستانا خش معايدا تا أبد جانا تنيمي بعيدا الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا جام ہے الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شانه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لهذا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله